An Israeli court's ruled a former Melbourne school principal is mentally fit to be extradited back to Australia to face trial on 74 charges of sexual assault. It is a significant victory for three Melbourne sisters. They're former students and have been fighting for Malka Leifer's return. From Jerusalem, Middle East correspondent Eric Torchik reports.
It's the decision Malka Leifer's been trying to avoid for 6 years. The former principal of Melbourne's Adas Israel School says severe mental illness should prevent Israeli authorities from extraditing her to Australia. But Israeli state attorney Avital Ribner-Oron says the Jerusalem District Court has finally rejected that.
This decision today has removed an obstacle that has prevented the court from moving forward in this matter, and we look forward to the continuation of this case in a swift and timely manner. The court has further ruled that Malka Leifer has been feigning her mental incompetence for the purposes of evading extradition to Australia.
It's a huge victory for Malka Leifer's alleged victims and their many supporters. Dussie Ehrlich's been leading a campaign to bring her alleged abuser back to Melbourne.
The first minute after we heard the decision, we just all couldn't breathe. We were in total shock. And emotions have just been growing since that moment. Can't stop smiling, can't stop laughing, just being totally overjoyed.
But the joy is tempered by frustration. It took a lengthy lobbying campaign, a hidden camera investigation, and allegations by Israel police that the country's deputy health minister interfered in the extradition process to get to this point.
We think that Malka Leifer has successfully manipulated the system in the same way that she manipulated us. And the fact that she was able to get away with it for so long is shocking.
Malka Leifer's lawyer, Tal Gabay, says the decision ignores some psychiatric assessments that found she was, in fact, mentally ill. It's hard to adopt only one psychiatric evaluation in this case, he says. My client can't fake her illness. She's been treated in a mental health clinic for the past 2 years, and this evidence cannot be ignored. But the decision's already been welcomed by advocates for survivors of sexual abuse. Campaigner Manny Wax says it will encourage many people to come forward.
For many years, victims around the world, obviously especially within the Jewish community in the diaspora, have been looking at this Malka Leifer case and have been seeing anything but justice, re-traumatisation, alleged corruption, all sorts of things. And now they see what the outcome can be. So I think it will empower a lot of victims.
The case will return to court in July for the start of extradition proceedings. Once they conclude, Malka Leifer's lawyers have indicated they intend to appeal to Israel's Supreme Court. From Jerusalem, this is Eric Torchik, reporting for AM.